All right, everyone, thanks for joining. I'm going to talk about justification from eternity today. I know it's a topic I hit from time to time, but I think it's an important one. A few years ago, actually about 10, 15 years ago, there was a big controversy in the Sovereign Grace churches. And that was, I'm not going to name names, but there was a certain individual, actually there was a group of certain individuals that made the claim that if you believe in the doctrine of justification from eternity, you cannot possibly know the gospel, you cannot possibly believe in justification, you don't know the truth. And I'm not going to get into the what's or the hows of how we've come up with the understanding of justification from eternity, but I'm going to argue quite simply that God is eternal. Everything is eternal from his perspective, because God is eternity, and therefore everything is from eternity. Not just justification, but everything. Everything was planned from eternity. Everything flows from eternity. And God is timeless. He does not age. He does not get any older. Everything comes from him, and he sees everything, the end from the beginning, all at once. So, therefore, the idea is that since everything's from eternity, therefore justification itself is from eternity, and therefore God views us, the elect, the called out ones, his chosen people, as righteous from eternity. God is not looking down on the events of the earth, waiting for certain things to happen before he can then declare a person justified and righteous in his sight. That's our constitutive justification. He's not waiting as an observer. Everything has occurred already from his perspective, because he has already declared the end from the beginning, and therefore he doesn't need to wait in order to view his elect people as righteous. Now, there are different views on the timing of justification. One view is that, and this is the typical view, the most common understanding is that Christ doesn't constitute a person as righteous until they have faith. That's when justification and imputation of righteousness is applied to the individual. That's been the classic view. Then you've got others that view it only happening at the time of Christ's death on the cross. Before then, the elect were not constituted as elect, and then after Christ died, then they were, in God's mind. And of course, you get the eternal view, which was the popular view made popular by men like John Gill, John Brine, J.C. Philpott, William Gadsby, a lot of the gospel standard Baptists from England really popularized the concept, and as well, it was popular in the absolute predestinarian primitive Baptists, as well as popular amongst free grace, sovereign grace teachers such as Don Fortner and Bill Parker and Jim Bird and others. I don't think Henry Mahan got into it that often, but I think he was there. I know Gary Shepherd, he's a proponent of it. Tim James, these men, the men that I associate with, they tend to believe the same things as me. All right, so, but there has been an attack over the years on this doctrine by certain people amongst the Sovereign Grace movement, if you will, and it's been pretty vitriolic. It's been rancorous. It's been sad to see. And their idea is that if you don't believe in the timing of justification like they do, whether it be at the time of faith or at the time of the cross, you can't be a believer. But I would argue almost the opposite. And I hate to go down this path, because I know not everybody's at the same place I am spiritually and in their understanding. And it's one thing to be ignorant of the doctrine of justification from eternity, but it's another thing to fight against it and to attack it. All right? So if you believe that, and if you think it's wrong that God, you know, if God views things eternally, if you believe he's an observer of what happens in time and then decides to impute righteousness based on the timing of the event, well, I would argue that you have turned our immutable God into a changeable or mutable God. All right? God's mind is being changed based on the things that are happening in time. I would argue you have a much bigger problem than any problem that comes from justification from eternity. I was at a conference once down in Albany, Georgia, where a man came and preached against the doctrine of justification and eternity. And one of the things he had a problem with was, he says, okay, I don't believe you can be justified in eternity and then justified later in time. There aren't two justifications. And I agree, there's only one justification in the mind of God. However, there are different perspectives of that justification. You have God's perspective, you have a believer's perspective. In our mind, we're not justified until we've been given the gift of faith. But from God's perspective, he's always seen us as righteous. But I would argue that the bigger problem is not so much there being two justifications, but the bigger problem is God's immutability and who God is. Because if you deny you're essentially denying God's immutability when you say that God his mind is being changed when certain events, whether it be the death of Christ or the event of faith in the believer, I would say you're no different than an Arminian at that point. What's the difference between an Arminian and somebody who denies justification from eternity? Well, they're both based, especially the ones that condition salvation upon faith, and they may not say they're conditioning it on it, but by denying the doctrine of eternal justification, they really are. There is none, because they're saying that God is looking for faith in an individual, or the time when faith is in the individual before righteousness is imputed. The denial of justification from eternity is a denial of God and who he is and what he thinks, and I just think it's a bad road to go down. It's one thing to be ignorant of such things. It's one thing to be not have a fully fleshed out understanding of justification. When we come to believe the gospel, we don't come knowing every single thing about the gospel. We don't maybe understand TULIP in its perfect entirety. All right? What we do know is that we cling only to Christ and everything that he's done for all of our salvation. We're not looking to anything in us. We're not looking to our faith. We're not looking to any works performed by us. All right? But if you, but eventually you're going to learn the doctrines of Calvinism. You're going to learn the doctrines of justification from eternity. But if you don't, that's okay. If you die, you're going to be with Christ in heaven, and you'll learn all that eventually. But, I don't expect somebody to learn that all at once. But what I do expect is for a new believer to not argue for false doctrine and against the truth and strong language like some of these men have. When you argue against the doctrine of justification from eternity, I'd almost argue that you're arguing for a belief that is false. You're arguing for false doctrine. You're arguing for a false understanding of who God is. And I sometimes wonder if we even worship the same God. And that's the bigger issue. It's not so much what is justification and what has been accomplished, but who is the God that we worship? Are you denying an eternal God who does not change, who views everything from eternity, causes everything from eternity, or are you viewing a God who just is an observer of the events in time and changes his mind based on what happens? Those are the two beliefs. You can either believe in an omnipotent, eternal God, or a mutable, changeable God that is affected by what happens in time. Those are the two things. And I would say, yes, if you deny justification from eternity, you've denied the truth, and you've denied who God is, and I would say we don't worship the same God. Now, that's really all I've got to say for today. I just wanted to get that out there, let you know what I think, and I don't mean to offend or hurt anybody's feelings by this video. Those are just my thoughts, and I'm going to put this up on Sermon Audio now. Talk to you later. You have a good day. Bye-bye.